Sometimes you might find yourself doing things even though you're not quite sure why. The part of your mind that works without you realizing it, called the subconscious, plays a big role in how you act. This means that the reasons behind many of your choices in life might not be clear. But if you learn how to observe, you can get to understand yourself better. Why you choose what you do, what brings you joy, and how you can improve. Let us embark on this transformative journey inspired by the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius. 1. Identify your morals and values. Understanding and acknowledging your morals and values is like having a compass for your life. It helps you figure out what really matters to you and shapes the decisions you make. Imagine your values as the guiding stars, helping you navigate through the vast sea of choices in your life. When you identify with values like being wise, brave, fair, and balanced, as Stoicism suggests, it's like having a set of principles that act as a roadmap for your actions. When you know what you stand for, life becomes clearer. You understand why you do what you do, and every action starts to have a purpose. Your values act as a moral compass, ensuring that your actions align with what you believe in. This integrity brings a sense of authenticity to your character. Facing challenges becomes more manageable when you have a solid foundation of values. They provide strength during tough times and help you stay true to yourself. Knowing your values helps in decision-making. Choices that align with your values are more likely to bring long-term satisfaction and happiness. Shared values form the basis of strong connections. Whether in personal relationships or professional settings, understanding and aligning with others' values fosters deep connections. Identifying your morals and values is not just a philosophical exercise. It has practical benefits for everyday living. Imagine living a life where every decision you make resonates with your core beliefs. It brings a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction, creating a life that is not just successful but meaningful. Stoicism teaches us that our values are the foundation of a virtuous life. By consciously identifying these values, you embark on a journey of self-discovery. You start to understand what truly matters to you, allowing you to live a life that is in harmony with your deepest convictions. In a world full of distractions and external pressures, knowing your morals and values serves as an anchor. It helps you stay true to yourself, even when the winds of change are blowing. Following this principle of Stoicism is like building a sturdy ship that can weather the storms of life while staying on course. So, why should you identify your morals and values? Because it's the first step towards a life that is not just lived but truly understood. It's the foundation upon which you can build a fulfilling and purposeful existence. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Identifying your morals and values is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself. 2. Develop your self-awareness. Self-awareness is the cornerstone of personal growth. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, frequently emphasized the importance of understanding oneself. To truly comprehend your thoughts, emotions, and actions, you must cultivate self-awareness. Imagine having a superhero power that lets you understand your thoughts and feelings better. That's what self-awareness is, the ability to see inside your mind and notice what's going on. Developing self-awareness is like turning on a light in the dark corners of your thoughts and emotions. Self-awareness also involves understanding your strengths and weaknesses. Acknowledge your limitations while celebrating your strengths, as this balanced perspective fosters personal development. Through self-awareness, you gain the ability to respond to life's challenges with composure and resilience. When you're aware of your thoughts and feelings, you can make better choices. It's like having a superpower that helps you decide what's right for you. Understanding yourself reduces stress. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by emotions, you can calmly see what's happening inside you and deal with it. Self-awareness isn't just about you. It also helps in understanding others. When you know how you feel, you can relate better to the feelings of those around you, making your relationships stronger. It's like planting seeds of personal growth. When you know your strengths and weaknesses, you can work on becoming the best version of yourself. Imagine a quiet pond with clear water. That's how your mind feels when you're self-aware. It brings a sense of calm and peace. Developing self-awareness is like turning on the lights in a dark room. It helps you see things clearly and understand what's happening inside you. Life can be like a puzzle, and self-awareness gives you the ability to put the pieces together. Stoicism teaches us that self-awareness is the key to living a wise and balanced life. By understanding your thoughts and emotions, you gain control over them. It's like being the captain of your own ship, steering it through the waves of life with calm and purpose. Why should you develop your self-awareness? Because it's the gateway to a more mindful and intentional life. It's the tool that helps you navigate the twists and turns of your emotions, making you resilient in the face of challenges. Following this stoic principle is like putting on a pair of glasses that helps you see yourself and the world more clearly. In a world where distractions are everywhere, self-awareness is your secret weapon. It's the compass that guides you through the maze of life, helping you make choices that align with your true self. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Developing self-awareness is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself. 3. Start a daily journaling habit. Marcus Aurelius left us a remarkable legacy in the form of his personal journal, known as the Meditations. Journaling provides a structured platform for introspection. By putting pen to paper, you externalize your thoughts and emotions, gaining clarity on your experiences. Regular journaling allows you to track patterns in your behavior, identify recurring challenges, and celebrate your triumphs. In this digital age, the act of physically writing in a journal can be a meditative practice. It encourages a slow and deliberate reflection on your day, fostering a deeper connection with your inner self. The process of journaling becomes a sacred space for self-dialogue, helping you uncover layers of your personality and paving the way for continuous self-improvement. Think of a journal like your personal time machine. It's a magical book where you can capture your thoughts, dreams, and experiences. Starting a daily journaling habit is like taking a journey into your own mind, allowing you to look back and see how far you've come. Writing things down helps clear your mind. It's like cleaning the clutter from your room, making space for fresh and clear thoughts. Your journal is like a memory booster. When you write about your experiences, it's easier to remember them later. It's like having a treasure chest of memories. Imagine having a friend who listens without judging. Your journal is that friend. Writing about your problems can help you find solutions and see things from a different perspective. Just like talking to a friend makes you feel better, writing in your journal is a way to release emotions. It's like sharing your feelings with a trusted confidant. Your journal is a time-traveling device. When you read past entries, you can see how much you've grown. It's like a map of your journey toward becoming the best version of yourself. Starting a daily journaling habit is like opening a door to self-discovery. Your journal is a safe space where you can be completely yourself. Stoicism teaches us that writing is a tool for reflection and understanding. It's like a mirror that shows you who you are and helps you become who you want to be. Why should you start a daily journaling habit? Because it's a simple yet powerful way to understand yourself better. It's like having a conversation with your inner self, allowing you to explore your thoughts and feelings in a non-judgmental space. Following this stoic principle is like taking a daily journey into the depths of your mind, uncovering hidden gems of self-awareness. In a world that moves fast, a journal is your anchor. It's a place where time slows down, giving you the opportunity to reflect on your experiences and thoughts. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Starting a daily journaling habit is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself. 4. Trust your instincts. Trusting your instincts is a fundamental aspect of understanding yourself. Stoicism, while advocating reason and rationality, acknowledges the innate wisdom within each individual. Marcus Aurelius, as a Stoic philosopher, recognized the value of intuitive understanding. Trusting your instincts also requires the courage to follow your inner guidance, even when it diverges from societal expectations. By aligning your actions with your authentic self, you embark on a journey of self-discovery that transcends external influences. Imagine having a built-in compass that guides you when you're not sure which path to take. Trusting your instincts is like tapping into that inner compass. It's about listening to that little voice inside you, helping you navigate through life with confidence. When you trust your instincts, decisions become less confusing. It's like having a personal advisor inside you, guiding you towards choices that feel right. Your instincts know the real you. Trusting them means making choices that align with your true self, like staying true to your favorite color or music. Trusting your instincts is like having a quick response system. It helps you react swiftly to situations, like catching a ball without thinking too much. Your instincts hold a treasure trove of inner wisdom. By trusting them, you tap into this wisdom, making decisions that go beyond logic and connect with your gut feelings. Trusting your instincts is empowering. It's like having your own superpower that boosts your confidence and self-assurance. Trusting your instincts is like embracing a superpower that's uniquely yours. Stoicism teaches us that while reason is crucial, trusting your instincts adds a layer of intuition to your decision-making. It's like combining the best of both worlds, logic and gut feeling. In a world filled with opinions and advice, your instincts are your personal compass. Following this stoic principle is like giving yourself permission to trust the inner wisdom that is uniquely yours. In the grand adventure of life, trusting your instincts is your secret weapon. It's like having a guiding star that leads you through the twists and turns. As Marcus Aurelius said, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Trusting your instincts is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself, steering you towards a life that feels genuinely yours. 5. Think about how you react. Our reactions to external events often reveal much about our inner selves. Marcus Aurelius, in his Stoic teachings, emphasized the importance of responding to challenges with equanimity and rationality. Understanding how you react to various situations involves observing your emotional responses without being consumed by them. Stoicism encourages a measured approach to adversity, viewing challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. By cultivating mindfulness in your reactions, you gain control over impulsive responses and foster emotional resilience. This intentional approach to life allows you to navigate challenges with grace and composure, contributing to a deeper understanding of your emotional landscape. Thinking about how you react in different situations is a bit like being the director of your own play. It's about making intentional choices about how you show up in the story of your life. When you think about how you react, it's like upgrading your script. You get to choose responses that make the story more positive and meaningful. Thinking before reacting helps you control your emotions. It's like having a remote control for your feelings, allowing you to respond with calmness and thoughtfulness. Your reactions shape how others see you. By thinking about them, you can build better connections. It's like adding depth and meaning to your relationships. Every reaction is a chance to learn. Thinking about how you react is like taking notes on your performance, helping you grow and become a better version of yourself. Your reactions can influence the mood of the play. Thinking about them ensures you contribute positively, creating a story that uplifts both you and those around you. Thinking about how you react is like being the wise storyteller of your own narrative. Stoicism teaches us that our reactions are within our control, just like how we act in our play of life. It's about choosing responses that align with the plot you want to create. In a world full of unexpected scenes, your reactions are your tools to shape the narrative. Following this Stoic principle is like being the author of your own play, crafting a story that reflects the person you want to become. In the grand theater of life, thinking about how you react is your backstage pass. It's like having a preview before the big show, allowing you to fine-tune your performance. As Marcus Aurelius said, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Thinking about how you react is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself, directing your life's story in a way that brings fulfillment and positivity. 6. Try learning something creative. Engaging in creative pursuits is a powerful means of self-expression and self-discovery. Marcus Aurelius, despite the demands of leading an empire, found solace and introspection in creative endeavors. Creativity provides an outlet for expressing emotions, thoughts, and ideas that may be challenging to articulate otherwise. Whether through art, music, writing, or any other creative medium, the act of creation allows you to tap into the depths of your imagination. Imagine life as a big, colorful canvas, and you have a set of vibrant brushes in your hands. Trying to learn something creative is like dipping those brushes into the paint of life, allowing you to express yourself in beautiful and unique ways. It's about discovering new colors within yourself. Learning something creative is like dancing with joy. It allows you to express your thoughts and feelings in ways that words often can't. Creativity is like a magic wand that sweeps away stress. Engaging in creative activities helps you relax and unwind, offering a break from the business of life. Trying new creative things is like going on an adventure. It might lead you to hidden passions and talents you didn't know you had. Creative expression is like a confidence booster. As you learn and create, you gain a sense of accomplishment, nurturing your self-esteem. Creative activities demand focus. It's like a gentle meditation, helping you be present in the moment and forget about worries for a while. Trying to learn something creative is like adding spice to the recipe of life. Stoicism teaches us that engaging in creative pursuits is a way to connect with our inner selves. It's about discovering the beauty within, whether through art, music, writing, or any other creative form. In a world often filled with routine and responsibilities, creativity is your secret door to exploration. Following this Stoic principle is like opening a window to let fresh air and inspiration into your life. In the grand masterpiece of life, trying to learn something creative is your splash of color. It's like being an artist, creating a canvas that reflects the unique hues of your personality. As Marcus Aurelius said, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Trying to learn something creative is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself, painting a life that is vivid and fulfilling. 7. Take on new challenges. Life is a continuous journey of growth and learning, and taking on new challenges is an integral part of this process. Marcus Aurelius, in his Stoic philosophy, recognized the value of facing adversity with resilience and courage. Challenges provide opportunities to test your limits, overcome obstacles, and discover hidden strengths. Stoicism encourages individuals to view challenges not as burdens, but as stepping stones on the path to wisdom and virtue. Imagine life as a thrilling adventure, and you are the courageous explorer. Taking on new challenges is like discovering uncharted territories within yourself. It's about stepping out of your comfort zone and embracing the unknown, unlocking doors to personal growth and self-discovery. Taking on new challenges is like doing push-ups for your resilience. It strengthens your ability to bounce back from setbacks and face life's ups and downs with a sturdy spirit. Challenges are like mirrors reflecting your strengths. When you take them on, you uncover hidden capabilities and talents you might not have known existed. Successfully tackling challenges is like winning trophies for your confidence. It builds a belief in yourself that can fuel your journey toward more significant accomplishments. Challenges are like textbooks of life. Each one teaches you valuable lessons, offering opportunities for continuous learning and personal growth. Taking on new challenges is like adding spices to your life. It brings an element of excitement and adventure, making your journey more interesting and fulfilling. Taking on new challenges is like embarking on a thrilling quest. Stoicism teaches us that challenges are not roadblocks but stepping stones to wisdom and virtue. It's about embracing difficulties as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. In a world where routine can become mundane, challenges inject vitality into your story. Following this Stoic principle is like accepting an invitation to a grand adventure, where each challenge is a chance to explore the uncharted territories within yourself. In the grand expedition of life, taking on new challenges is your compass. It's like setting sail toward horizons you might not have imagined before. As Marcus Aurelius said, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Taking on new challenges is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself, transforming your life into an exciting journey of self-discovery and triumph. 8. Have more meaningful conversations. Human connection plays a pivotal role in understanding oneself. Meaningful conversations provide a mirror through which you can explore your values, beliefs, and perspectives. Marcus Aurelius, despite his position as emperor, valued sincere and thoughtful discourse. Meaningful conversations involve active listening and authentic expression. By truly hearing others, you gain insights into different perspectives, and in turn, reflect on your own beliefs. This reciprocal exchange fosters empathy and deepens your understanding of both yourself and those around you. Imagine your life as a shared story, and conversations are the colorful threads weaving through it. Having more meaningful conversations is like adding vibrant hues to the fabric of your relationships. It's about connecting with others, and in the process, understanding yourself better. Meaningful conversations are like bridges connecting hearts. They create stronger bonds with others, making your relationships richer and more fulfilling. Conversations are like windows into different worlds. Meaningful ones help you understand various perspectives, broadening your horizons and enriching your own point of view. Meaningful conversations are like canvases for self-expression. They provide a space for you to articulate your thoughts, feelings, and ideas, fostering a deeper understanding of your own voice. Conversations are like empathy workshops. Meaningful ones allow you to step into others' shoes, cultivating empathy that enhances both your relationships and your self-awareness. Meaningful conversations are like trust-building tools. They create an atmosphere of openness and honesty, contributing to the foundation of trust in your relationships. Having more meaningful conversations is like opening doors to a treasure trove of understanding. Stoicism teaches us that meaningful interactions are not just about words, they are about shared wisdom and mutual growth. Engaging in such conversations is a way to enrich both yourself and those around you. In a world where shallow exchanges can dominate, meaningful conversations provide a space for authenticity and connection. Following this Stoic principle is like building a bridge between you and others, fostering a sense of community and shared understanding. 9. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Vulnerability is often viewed as a weakness, yet Stoicism teaches that embracing vulnerability is a strength. Marcus Aurelius, in his Reflections, acknowledged the impermanence of life and the inevitability of facing challenges. To understand oneself fully, it is essential to acknowledge and express vulnerability. Allowing vulnerability involves being honest with yourself and others about your fears, insecurities, and aspirations. By dismantling the walls of self-protection, you create space for genuine connection and self-discovery. Stoicism teaches that in acknowledging your vulnerability, you harness the strength to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and resilience. Imagine life as a dance, and vulnerability is the graceful movement that adds depth to each step. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable is like embracing the beauty of authenticity in your dance of life. It's about showing your true self, flaws and all, and discovering the strength that comes from that openness. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable is like removing a mask. It invites authentic connections as others see the real you, fostering deeper and more meaningful relationships. Vulnerability is like fertile soil for personal growth. It allows you to face challenges openly, learn from experiences, and grow into a more resilient and self-aware individual. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable is like unlocking a valve for your emotions. It provides a healthy outlet for expressing feelings, preventing emotional buildup, and fostering mental well-being. Vulnerability is like a trust-building bridge. When you share your true self, it builds trust with others, creating the supportive environment where understanding and empathy thrive. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable is like discovering strength in authenticity. It empowers you to embrace imperfections, turning vulnerability into a source of inner power and self-acceptance. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable is like stepping into the spotlight of your own story. Stoicism teaches us that vulnerability is not a weakness, but a courageous act of embracing the uncertainties of life. It's about acknowledging that, in your openness, you find the strength to navigate challenges with authenticity. In a world where masks are common, vulnerability allows you to be real. Following this Stoic principle is like unlocking a door to a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you. In the grand ballet of life, allowing yourself to be vulnerable is your graceful pirouette. It's like expressing the beauty that comes from being true to yourself, creating a dance that resonates with authenticity. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Allowing yourself to be vulnerable is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself, embracing a life that is rich in authenticity and connection. 10. Start a daily meditation habit. Meditation, a practice often associated with mindfulness and inner peace, holds a central place in Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius, in his Daily Reflections, emphasized the importance of cultivating a tranquil mind. Meditation provides a sanctuary for self-reflection, allowing you to observe your thoughts without attachment. This detachment fosters a deeper understanding of your mental processes and emotional responses. Through consistent meditation, you develop a sense of inner calm that transcends external circumstances. Imagine your mind as a calm pond, and meditation is the gentle ripple that brings clarity to its waters. Starting a daily meditation habit is like creating a peaceful sanctuary within yourself. It's about taking a few moments each day to be still, quiet the noise, and discover the tranquility that resides within you. Starting a daily meditation habit is like a mini vacation for your mind. It brings a sense of inner calm, helping you navigate the business of life with a tranquil perspective. Meditation is like a mental workout. It strengthens your ability to focus and clears the fog of distractions, allowing you to approach tasks with clarity and concentration. Starting a daily meditation habit is like a stress relief pill for your mind. It helps to lower stress levels, providing a moment of respite in the midst of life's challenges. Meditation is like a balm for your emotions. It promotes emotional well-being by allowing you to observe and understand your feelings without getting swept away by them. Starting a daily meditation habit is like turning on a mindfulness switch. It encourages you to live in the present moment, appreciating the beauty of each experience without being weighed down by past regrets or future worries. Starting a daily meditation habit is like giving your mind a daily spa treatment. Stoicism teaches us that a calm mind is a powerful mind. It's about cultivating a mental space that is resilient, focused, and open to understanding. In a world filled with constant stimuli, meditation is your pause button. Following this Stoic principle is like creating a daily ritual of serenity, allowing you to connect with the stillness within yourself. In the grand symphony of life, starting a daily meditation habit is your soothing melody. It's like composing a tune of tranquility that resonates throughout your day, creating a harmonious balance between your inner and outer worlds. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Starting a daily meditation habit is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself, nurturing a peaceful and centered existence. 11. Focus on your frustrations. Frustrations and challenges are inevitable aspects of the human experience. Stoicism teaches that rather than avoiding or resisting these difficulties, one should confront them with a rational and composed mindset. By examining the source of your frustrations, whether external circumstances or internal conflicts, you gain insight into your desires and expectations. Stoicism encourages individuals to differentiate between what is within their control and what is beyond it. This discernment allows you to channel your energy into areas where you can affect positive change. Imagine your frustrations as puzzle pieces, and focusing on them is like putting those pieces together to reveal a clearer picture. Directing your attention to your frustrations is like turning a spotlight on the areas of your life that need understanding and improvement. It's about transforming frustration into a tool for self-discovery. Focusing on your frustrations is like becoming a detective of your own life. It helps you identify recurring patterns, allowing you to address and break them for personal growth. Your frustrations are like clues leading to solutions. By focusing on them, you engage in problem-solving, finding ways to overcome obstacles and make positive changes. Focusing on your frustrations is like turning on a light in a dark room. It illuminates aspects of yourself that may need attention, fostering a deeper understanding of your emotions and reactions. Confronting your frustrations is like opening a pressure valve. It provides a healthy outlet for pent-up emotions, preventing them from escalating and negatively impacting your well-being. Focusing on your frustrations is like taking the reins of your life. It empowers you to address challenges head-on, transforming frustration into a catalyst for personal development. Focusing on your frustrations is like facing the dragons in your life. Stoicism teaches us that challenges are opportunities for growth, and frustrations are signals pointing towards areas that need your attention. It's about turning frustration into a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block. Why should you focus on your frustrations? Because it's a pathway to self-mastery. In a world where frustrations can feel overwhelming, directing your attention to them is like taking control of the steering wheel. Following this Stoic principle is like arming yourself with the tools to turn challenges into triumphs, fostering resilience and a deeper understanding of yourself. In the grand exploration of life, focusing on your frustrations is your compass. It's like navigating through uncharted territories, discovering hidden strengths and overcoming obstacles. As Marcus Aurelius said, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Focusing on your frustrations is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself, transforming challenges into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. 12. Find acceptance. Acceptance is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, reflecting a profound understanding of the impermanence of life and the importance of embracing the present moment. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, frequently emphasized the transformative power of acceptance. Acceptance involves acknowledging the reality of each moment without resistance or judgment. Whether facing joy or sorrow, success or failure, practicing acceptance allows you to approach life with equanimity. Through practical exercises and philosophical insights, it guides individuals toward cultivating acceptance in their daily lives. By letting go of the need for control and embracing the ebb and flow of life, you gain a profound understanding of yourself and the world around you. Imagine life as a river, and finding acceptance is like flowing with its current rather than resisting its pull. Seeking acceptance is about embracing the reality of your circumstances, acknowledging both the joyful and challenging moments. It's the key to unlocking peace within yourself and understanding the ebb and flow of life. Finding acceptance is like creating a serene harbor within yourself. It allows you to experience inner peace by letting go of the struggle against what is. Acceptance is like a stress relief potion. It helps you release the tension that comes from resisting situations beyond your control, leading to a more relaxed and balanced state of mind. Finding acceptance is like opening a window to fresh air. It promotes emotional well-being by allowing you to experience a range of emotions without judgment or resistance. Acceptance is like an olive branch in relationships. It fosters understanding and compassion, creating an environment where connections can thrive and deepen. Finding acceptance is like becoming a flexible reed in the wind. It cultivates adaptability, enabling you to navigate through life's twists and turns with resilience. Finding acceptance is like unlocking a door to serenity. Stoicism teaches us that acceptance doesn't mean resignation. It means acknowledging reality and choosing how to respond. It's about finding peace in the midst of life's unpredictable currents. Why should you find acceptance? Because it's the key to navigating the river of life with grace. In a world where change is constant, finding acceptance is like putting on a life jacket. Following this stoic principle is like choosing to float rather than struggle against the inevitable current, fostering a sense of calmness and understanding. In the grand mosaic of life, finding acceptance is your masterpiece. It's like arranging the pieces of your experiences into a harmonious pattern, recognizing the beauty in both the light and shadow. As Marcus Aurelius said, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Finding acceptance is the key to unlocking that happiness within yourself, allowing you to sail smoothly on the river of life. In the pursuit of understanding oneself, the teachings of Stoicism, as embodied by Marcus Aurelius, offer timeless wisdom and practical guidance. Each of the 12 principles explored in this comprehensive script serves as a beacon on the path to self-discovery, encouraging individuals to delve into the depths of their being. By identifying core values, developing self-awareness, embracing creativity, and cultivating acceptance, individuals embark on a transformative journey toward a more authentic and fulfilling existence. The Stoic principles presented in this script provide a roadmap for navigating life's challenges with grace, resilience, and wisdom. As you embark on your journey of self-discovery inspired by Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic philosophy, remember that understanding oneself is an ongoing process. Be patient, be compassionate, and above all, be true to the essence of your being. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. May your journey into self-understanding be a source of inspiration and empowerment, guiding you toward a life aligned with your truest values and virtues.